lately. I was boarding my horses down. I was boarding two horses and a pony down the street at a different barn, and I kept driving back and forth. And I saw that the house was empty, that nobody was here. I pulled over. Somebody was in the yard. They contacted me, the owner. The owner called me. I passed the credit check and everything, and $2,000 a month. Here you go.
Could you describe the dream that you had when you got this place?
Just a boarding and a boarding riding facility for children. Because it's very therapeutic for children. All my kids have PTSD from previous relationships. And it's also therapeutic for myself. I'm adopted. I come from a broken home.
And you help veterans too? A lot?
Yeah. A lot of my dogs go to veterans. They become service animals and emotional and support animals. So this property was big enough for me to have like a grooming shop, which I previously had a long time ago. But it also, if I wanted to have a litter, it also helped with that as well. You know what I mean? Because there was enough space. So it's like my kids didn't have to watch TV or play video games. They were out with their ponies or walking their dog or teaching their dog a new trick. You know what I mean? Or like walking a goat. It was just the three of them spending time together, which most... Nowadays, a lot of families, they don't spend, like, the kids aren't close. This one's on the tablet. This one's on a cell phone. This one's in the room playing video games. Instead, like, my girls, oh, I'm going to walk my pony. Do you want to come? You know what I mean? It was,
I'm going to brush my pony.
I'm going to brush my pony. I'm going to go clean my stall. Well, I'm going to go walk my dog. Will I'm going to go take my dog for a swim in the lake.
Will you help me pick their feet?
Yeah, will you help me pick their feet?
Is the lake right adjacent here? You can
get them directly on the back.
I have pictures of my dogs playing.